One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Bactine, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Mother Barber and Betty and Clifford in the kitchen of the family home.
Have you heard the latest development in the Barber menage, Betty?
Huh? Teddy and Elwood, Betty.
Oh, are they married?
Baby, you missed it exactly 100%. They're not only not married, but the whole thing is off.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the Barbers today. Friends, no home should ever be without Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the ideal family antiseptic for first aid in the home. As a hand disinfectant, Bactine keeps its germicidal power for as long as 6 hours after one application. Bactine is helpful as a sick room sanitizer. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist and read the descriptive folder that comes with it. Discover its many qualities, its many uses in the home. Try Bactine, and you'll agree it's the finest household antiseptic and all-around germicide you've ever used. Chapter 20, Book 78. Father Barber is a dejected man this morning. He is down in his garden, moodily watching the slow progress of a freighter moving out to sea from San Francisco Bay. Last night, Teddy Barber broke off her engagement to Elwood Giddings. Father Barber is very fond of Elwood, and as he contemplates this unexpected turn, he shakes his head sadly. Truly, the younger generation is unpredictable. He hears the back door slam at his son Jack's house next door. Jack's wife, Betty, comes through the hedge and makes her way toward the family home. As she reaches the back steps, she sees Father Barber down in the garden.
Good morning, Father Barber.
Morning.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yes.
Well. Oh, good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Mother Barber.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, I wondered who that was behind the newspaper. Hi, Cliff.
Well, sit you doon.
Get a cup there, Betty. I'll pour you some coffee.
No, I don't care for anything, thank you.
Well, sit down here with us. Clifford and I have been dawdling ever since breakfast.
I like to sit around in the kitchen like this.
That's a privilege we have only on Mrs. Kettleman's day off.
Jack gone to the office?
Oh, sure.
Have you heard the latest development in the Barber menage?
Huh?
Teddy and Elwood.
They're married.
Oh, baby, you missed it exactly 100%. They're not only not married, but the whole thing is off.
What?
Finney, kaput. Teddy gave Elwood the gate.
Clifford.
What happened?
We don't know.
No wonder Father Barber hardly spoke to me.
Is he down in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty cut up, all right. So crazy about Elwood. Mom practically had to hog time to keep him from calling Elwood at his hotel this morning.
Nothing he can do if Teddy doesn't want to marry him.
Where is she?
She isn't up yet. She doesn't go on duty at the hospital till this afternoon.
Dad thinks he ought to wake her up and have a heart-to-heart talk with her.
Gosh, I feel sorry for her.
And poor old Elwood's the guy who's taking a real beating, though.
Yes, I do feel sorry for him.
Didn't Teddy give any explanation about why she broke the engagement?
No. When Elwood left last night, she just said the marriage was off.
Yeah, she dropped that little bombshell and ran off to the top of the house crying. That's the last we've seen of her.
We expected Elwood to stay to dinner, but he just disappeared. Didn't say goodbye or anything.
Well, I don't blame him. You can't expect a guy to come in and say, "Sorry, I won't be able to eat with you on account I'm bleeding to death inside."
Clifford, what a thing to say.
Well, I bet she was. It felt like that would take this awful hard.
Well, I guess Teddy just wasn't in love with him, that's all. I've had a feeling she wasn't right from the start.
Maybe she wasn't in love, but Elwood sure enough was. He has it just about as bad as anybody I've ever seen.
What did Paul have to say about it?
Oh, you kidding?
He looked worried when he left the house this morning.
Well, he's bound to be. There's nothing he wants more than to have Teddy be happy. Ever since he adopted her, he's done everything he could to see that she had a good life. And then when everything seems to be going along swell, bam, roof falls in.
There's one good thing. She'll be at home where Paul can help her through this. It'd been terrible if all this had happened while she was off in Europe.
If she and Elwood had stayed over there, she probably would have married the guy.
I don't see what difference it makes where they were. If she doesn't love him here, she wouldn't have loved him in Germany either.
Maybe. Personally, I don't think so.
Why, Clifford, what do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Just forget I mentioned it.
Well, anyway, she has her work, which she loves. She'll be busy, and that'll be the best thing in the world for her.
Yeah, it's wonderful. She was transferred right here to Letterman Hospital.
She goes on regular duty next week. She's just been helping out down there because they were short of nurses.
But you know what I can't figure out? How did Elwood get out of the Army at a time like this when they need Dennis so badly?
But he's been in the service for years, Clifford. They can't expect a man to devote his whole life to it.
Yeah, I know, but they're talking about drafting doctors and dentists. Seems kind of funny to me they'd let him go.
Maybe he'll go back in the Army now.
What would he do with that place he stuck with over in San Rafael? He sank all his dough to buy that practice. I wouldn't think he'd want to throw that out the window.
He could sell it to somebody, maybe.
He'd have a tough time trying to peddle that to anybody. I think he and Dad bought a lemon.
Yes, I'm afraid Teddy didn't like it.
You suppose that made her break with Elwood? She mightn't have been able to face living there.
I hope it wasn't that. Henry would feel terrible. It was mostly his doing that Elwood bought the place.
As a matter of fact, I think Dad owns a piece of it.
Never mind, Clifford. That's your father's affair.
Mother Barbara, do you still have those wonderful scales up in your bathroom?
Why, yes, Betty. Why?
Well, I weighed myself on our little scales this morning, and I don't think they're right. Do you mind if I go up and use yours?
Not at all.
What's the matter, Betty? Afraid you're getting overweight?
Nonsense. She's got a lovely figure.
Yeah, but women are always trying to make them lovelier, aren't they?
No point in letting yourself go. Anyway, I just wanted to check to see if our scales are right.
Oh, it's your scales and not yourself you're worried about. That makes more sense, because you look pretty good to me, baby, just the way you are.
Tell Jack that.
Come on, Betty. I'll go up with you.
Oh, that isn't necessary.
Oh, hi, Dad. Give up the idea of working in the garden?
There's some more coffee on the stove, Henry. Just heat it up a little. Betty and I are going upstairs. I've started the cutest pinafores for the triplets, Betty, and I want you to see them.
Teddy hasn't come down yet, did
he? No, Missy hasn't come out here to the kitchen. Oh, here, I'll fix that coffee for you, Dad. Sit down.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, my boy.
Take a second to heat it up.
No hurry. Really don't care for it much anyway.
You sound like you've lost your last friend, Dad.
Huh?
Heaving a big sigh like that?
David, I don't understand it. What's wrong with people nowadays? When I was a young man, people fell in love and they got married and they stayed married. Now, they not only can't make up their minds, but they seem to get married just to see how fast they can get into a divorce court.
Well, you can stop worrying about the divorce part as far as Teddy's concerned. You can take some comfort in that.
Fine, upstanding man like Elwood, reliable, conscientious, has a profession, and Teddy throws him over. She'll rue the day she did, mark my words, Clifford. Men like Elwood don't grow on every bush.
Love's a funny thing, Dad.
Yes. Probably sitting down there in his hotel room, brokenhearted. I think your mother is dead wrong in thinking I shouldn't call him.
Well, what could you say to him?
I'd like to reassure him about the way I feel towards him. That I still look upon him as a friend of this family, despite the slap in the face he's received. I want to let him know that he'll always be welcome here in my home.
Be pretty embarrassing for Teddy if he shows up around here, though. I doubt if we'll ever see him again, Dad. Be too embarrassing for him, too.
Well, it couldn't do any harm to talk to him on the telephone.
Sure, but he'd want to know if Teddy had said anything to you and stuff like that. Why don't you, will you get the dope from her on what really happened? It's possible the romance might not be absolutely cold. Of course, I think he's dead as Rutherford B. Hayes myself, but you never can tell. At any rate, it'd be better to phone him if and when you have something definite to go on. As it is now, you'd both be kind of sparring around. Be awkward, don't you think?
Yes, you may be right.
Oh, hey, I forgot about this coffee. Sure hot enough now. Clean cup there?
Yeah, just give me a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want... Oh, Teddy, hiya, honey.
Huh?
Good morning.
Just in time for hot coffee. Grab yourself a cup and saucer over there.
Okay.
Put it down on the table. I don't want to burn you.
Thanks a lot.
And sit down. Yeah. Clifford is pouring this morning. Don't you think I do it awfully well? Hold my pinky out and everything.
Thanks, Cliff.
Yes. Cream and sugar?
No, thanks, Father Barber. I'll take it black. Fit the mood I'm in.
A mood of your own making. You realize that, I suppose? You could just as well have been a very happy young woman this morning if you had chosen to be.
I'm afraid we have different points of view about that, Father Barber.
Teddy, if I'm not being too inquisitive, would you be good enough to explain just why you rejected Elwood last night?
Well, if you don't mind, I don't feel like talking about it right now.
Well, then you do intend to tell us sometime why you took this impulsive, rash step?
Why do you say it was rash and impulsive?
Because I've always regarded you as an intelligent girl. And no intelligent person would throw over a man like Elwood except in a moment of rashness or impulsiveness.
Oh, gosh sakes, Dad, give the gal a chance to get some hot coffee down there before you... Is that phone?
Huh?
It's telephone, I guess.
Oh, Cliff, if that's Elwood, I'm not here.
Okay.
You mean you're not even going to have the courtesy to speak to him?
Well, there's nothing to speak to him about. I said everything I had to say last night.
Then it is absolutely definite and final that you don't intend to marry Elwood?
Yes, Father Barber. Definite and final.
Teddy, do you know what you're doing? You're casting out a man who is madly in love with you. Not only that, but a man who is one of the finest young men it has ever been my privilege to know. I sure
you... Father Barber, I'm fully aware of all Elwood's fine qualities. He has many of them. But I'm also aware of how I feel toward him, and that's something you know nothing about.
Very well. Would you be good enough to tell me, I should like to know on what grounds you have based your decision.
Oh, Cliff, was it Elwood on the phone?
No, Teddy.
Yes.
But the call was about Elwood.
About him? What do you mean?
Well, I haven't got very good news for you, honey.
Cliff!
That was Elwood's hotel calling. They've just taken him to the hospital.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It was the hotel clerk. He didn't have any information. He said Elwood was in an ambulance on his way to the hospital, and he'd left word for us to be notified just in case.
Huh? In case of what? Oh,
poor Elwood. I wonder if it's his heart.
Huh? What about his heart?
Well, that's why he isn't in the army anymore. He was discharged because of heart condition.
So that's it.
What you did last night was a severe shock to him, Teddy.
Oh, I know. I know. It's my fault. Oh, Clifford, will you drive me to the hospital?
Sure.
I want to be with him. If anything happens to Elwood, I'll never forgive myself.
Yes, yes.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. I wonder how many of you folks are now using Bactine, the new and truly ideal family antiseptic.
Well, Mr. Barton, every family should have a bottle of Bactine. It has so many, many uses in the home.
Right, Father Barber. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, bactericide, fungicide, and cleanser deodorant all in one bottle. It actually fights germs, yet it is soothingly gentle on cuts and scratches, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor. It does not stain the skin or clothing. And as a hand disinfectant, Bactine keeps its germicidal powers for as long as 6 hours after only one application. Bactine is a remarkable fungicide that is effective in combating the infection and relieving the itching of athlete's foot. Bactine relieves the irritation and discomfort of insect bites and poison ivy, and it is ideal as a cleanser deodorant for household and sick room use. Yes, here is truly an amazing product with many, many uses in your home. So try it on our double your money back guarantee. Yes, if Bactine does not prove to be the finest household antiseptic and all-round germicide you've ever used, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and double your full purchase price will be refunded to you. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
If Elwood survives this attack, Fanny, we must bring him here to our home where he'll be well cared for.
Don't you think Teddy should be consulted about that?
Don't worry about Teddy. From now on, she'll do anything to make amends to Elwood. Let's hope that he lives so that she'll be able to atone for what she's done to him.
Do you feel miserable with hay fever or a cold? For quick relief from your discomfort, take Tabsin Quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of hay fever and colds. That's Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N, for hay fever and cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Monday, Chapter 21, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.